system.
So my wife's bought.
So we spoke yesterday about what's the problem. The problem is that there's a problem of one thing in washing, shriya, soaking things in water. You mustn't do that. So we said that things that are clean, that could be no problem at all. Well, the maestro we're machmen. Not to wash, soak, but God do that are clean as well. Then there's a new issa, another chelik of washing, which is schita. A normal process of washing involves squeezing out a beged. why is it malabitaka? So we're showing you different reasons actually why. First of all, when you take out the water, together with the water comes out the dirt. It's more exactly. I remember many years ago, someone once told me that if you put a bucket in a garden and it rains, what kind of thing the water would be in the bucket?
Clear.
No, my friend. I thought the same thing. It gets dirty a bit because it's moaning as the water goes through the air, it clears out the air. I don't know, Baruch Hashem, in Manchester it rains quite a bit, so the mice of the air must be quite clear. That's the truth really, Baruch Hashem. But I'm just saying it's supposed to be an interesting thing, that's a very interesting point actually, yeah? So it's meant to clear out the air. Who are then if you've got water in a beged, when you squeeze out the water, that actually is part of the cleaning process because the dirt that's inside the beged comes out with the water. So that's why it's called some show. That's why there's a problem of squeezing out. Another one, I'm not really sure what this means. They say that water inside a beged, it makes it a bit darker. It gives the appearance of being a bit darker. When you extract the water, what I understand is that when you extract the water, it's clearer. The beged looks cleaner. That's another thing they give. And the poshut stage is the final stage of malabin. That is the final stage of malabin. The washing machine, you see what happens. The last part of the malabin is the spinning where the water current comes out. So we spoke very interesting yesterday what we said. So we said the mice, when you squeeze out water, you see the whole shit is based on this action. Now, very interesting. When you squeeze out water of a beged, so we said if it's water, then you're zichah over melabin. That's part of the process of cleaning. What about if it's other liquid? Lamosh, you've got wine or olive oil stuck in your garment and you squeeze it out. So some is showing them hold that it's not melabin at all because you're not cleaning at all. Others hold on that still is improving it slightly. But the many is showing them hold that the issa of schita, besides being the issa of melabin, besides that issa, is a problem of schita of dosh. It's extracting, like dosh is extracting like a liquid. You take grape and you squeeze a grape, the juice that comes out is dosh. Hu Adin is showing him say that when you squeeze a liquid out of a solid out of a cloth, you also have a dosh, which comes out big enough for me. According to that, it makes no chillet whether it's oil, wine, whatever it is, any extraction is a difference. The cooler that you got, if it's dosh, is if it's holy chlebut. If it goes to be wasted, come in, this is the right stuff. The Maisa, what we said yesterday was we're machmir on all points. We take on it's melabin and it's dosh. So the bottom line is that squeezing any liquid out of a beged is problematic. That's what we said. Yeah? Therefore, there's no heter whatsoever. I must tell you, I did see. There's a famous tune from Moshe. I said to you yesterday that rubbing the moshel, someone takes a baby wipe, wherever it is, and he rubs a tabletop, and he cleans the tabletop like that. But chayyeh, that's zikha much worse there, because there you want the juice that comes out. It's not even chayyeh ibud. It's true, that's many, many people think about it. Moshe's got a tshuva, which seems to imply it's not a problem. But it's very interesting tshuva, very interesting tshuva. He's got through a lot of sorrows there. Today, Punkt, I just saw a letter from his son, and he said that Ramosha was talking about where you've only got loose dirt on top of the surface. It's only mummy's wiping off. You don't need to get the liquid out. I say, if anyone ever comes and tells you that all these things are mutter, because Ramosha says so, you're going to have to check out what that tshuva Ramosha means. The pastors, Zohar HaShabbos, and many others take on it. It's a serious problem, this, yeah? If you take a baby wipe, any material which has absorbed liquid, and you rub it onto a tabletop, one's got a wet cloth, and he rubs it onto his tabletop, he wants to clean his tabletop, the juice that comes out, the is pastors nichali, you want that juice to come out, pastors, it's a very severe problem of, what do you call it, of dosh. Okay, that's part one of what we said yesterday. Now, there's another interesting point. Someone's got water in his head. One other thing, also I checked up today, also someone asked yesterday a very good point. We said that the moshel is a spillage on the floor. So to put paper tissues on top of the water, there's no issue of shriya, there's no issue of soaking paper tissues. Like you don't do libel, you don't do shriya, you don't wash, really, paper tissues. However, someone asked yesterday, when you pick it up, what happens is a lot of water drains out. Is that called squeezing it? It's a very interesting point, actually. So the chayra, I saw today that the mice is not a problem. Because first of all, much of the excess water that comes off is just on the surface. It's not actually nivla inside. Even the chiddush says, even the bit that isn't nivla inside, it's natural. If you were to leave that tissue with the water stuck on a place, it would come out by itself. So many poskim hold, so far as I can see, that the mice has no problem of lifting up papers which are saturated with water. Avada, to go along and squeeze out, that's not allowed to be done. But if you lift it out naturally and you're careful not to squeeze it, then that would be allowed to be done.
It's evaporating by itself.
Not evaporating, it will come up by itself. It means that you're not really causing it to, when you lift it up, you're not causing it really the water to come out because of you. It's anyway, it will naturally come out. So you haven't really done anything more by you lifting it up.
You take a wet garment out of the washing machine and you leave it all dry, just a couple of days.
Yeah, but it's much quicker. Yeah, this is not natural. It's not natural to come out by itself.
It's,
dry from the sun, from a dry room. But here, the water will come out by itself. The water itself on the paper, the time, the water will come out by itself. Besides the fact that it may not be nivla inside, it may not be absorbed inside, it could be on the surface. Besides that, it's natural. Paper doesn't really hold the water very well, so the water will just come out without you doing anything. A normal beggar, the water's not going to come out. In a warm room, they'll evaporate. It'll take time. It won't come out by itself. It's not, I mean, right after the tide has come out, it's not a natural process. It's every time, everything you leave are long enough will dry out. But this is, as you can see the water coming out, so you're not really causing the water to come out. Yeah, it's a chiddush. So now the shaila is, what happens about in your hair? Is there a problem? So I haven't got such a problem, but other people can have a problem. I was just telling someone actually today, I must tell you, I think it's a gewaldige horror, so it's a shame I couldn't make the title like this. He says, someone has a cup of coffee. What do you say in the shower, Rabbi? He says, someone has a cup of coffee, he's got a nice big moustache, and some of the liquid gets stuck onto his moustache. So he goes like this, he sucks the juice from the moustache, and it tastes very good. Not in front of the public, not in public. You mustn't do it in public. I thought it was a good horror, I must tell you. Is that allowed to be done?
It's not nivla in the moustache. The coffee's not nivla in the moustache.
Just a minute. Now, that's what I thought someone would say. Very good. So he's having what? Right, so you're all coming out. Okay, all the Londonim here, I can see. The money's moody. They all know all the Gemaras and everything. That's actually Gemara in Shabbos. Let's just go to the Gemara in Shabbos to start with. So to go on Shabbos, yeah, the Gemara says quite clearly that eventually Gemara there, someone had, without going too many details there, someone, a woman I think it was there, got a whole pile of oil in her hair. So she wanted to extract the oil, she wanted to carry it from one place to another and then extract it. So she wanted to squeeze it out. So the Gemara says on that Gemara there, the Gemara says, let me just find that Gemara, it brings it over here. In Gemara Shabbos, Akuch Chesom Beis, the Gemara says there ain't schita b'seir. That's what you're quoting me, which is very good. Don't get too excited yet. It says, ain't schita b'seir. There's no problem, there's no squeezing out with hair. Says the Magid Mishnah, that's minatoyah. That's true. That's min haTorah, but midrabbanon there's an issa. Why? Because you're quite right. The issa min haTorah is where a liquid gets absorbed into something else. Now, once you've got a cloth, and the liquid gets absorbed into it. However, midrabbanon, anything which water accumulates into, even though it's not absorbed. So we spoke about this, for example, a toothbrush, or what do you call it? What do you call these washing up brushes? Where you wash up, the bristles are very closely packed together. And why would you, when you put water in it, the water gets trapped in those bristles. Who I did in the toothbrush, are very well packed, yeah? So the water gets attacked. Minatoyah, there's no issue, 100% right, but midrabbanon, it's also to be soaked on Shabbos. The Magen Mishnah is an issa midrabbanon, and the Maaseh, the Mishnah Berurah brings a few times, let me see if I can find it here quickly, the Mishnah Berurah brings, with Gabbat Tzvile b'Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah says, it goes through the whole halacha when you're allowed to tovel on Shabbos and everything, but that's a side issue. But then he says at the end, if you're allowed to, you have to be very careful not to be over the issa of schita basar. You have to be careful not to be over the issa of schita basar. That means, what's he talking about, pastors? He's talking about that what you're going to do is you're going to rub your hair, and you've got water inside your hair, you rub it very well, and what happens is that extracts the water. So that, the chore, is what he's talking about. Let me just see if I can find it for you. Shin Chavov. I think I've got Siv Cotton. Chavdala, I think it's Shin Chavov. Siv Cotton, Chavdala. Yeah, he speaks about going to the mikvah on Shabbos. And he says, at the end of the day, he says the last few words, Achi Zoyim Ma'oid. Want you to be very careful. She lo yovoi lidei schita du isagom. He doesn't say Sarah, so I've got another maramachim. Didn't write it down so clearly. He's another maramachim with Shin Chav. Sorry, Shin. There he says clearly al Saras actually. I wasn't sure what the Issa was. I was wondering what the Issa is. She've got Nunhe. Yeah, Hoshem here. Velochein, he says, end of Sivkot, Shin Chav Sivkot, Nun Hei Velochein, HaToivel B'Shabbos Yizoyesh Lo Yizchot Saroi L'Nagvom. So clearly, that you've got to be careful not to rub your hair to dry them. Yeah, that's what he's saying over here.
Dry yourself.
Oh, let's see what you can do over here, yeah? Yeah. So now you have to work out yourself, my friends. What is the issa midrabbanan in inverted commas of squeezing out hair, water from the hair? What is it? Is it melabin?
No. Nope.
There's no melabin pashtun on Gufa Adam. There's no melabin on Gufa Adam. You can wash yourself till tomorrow. Yeah, you can scrub yourself on the person, use everything, good soap, whatever you use as a lab. There's no issa melabin on Gufa Adam. So what is the issa? It looks like the only issa is it's similar to dosh. It's similar to the issa of dosh, which is when you accumulate, things get accumulated, it's held in a form, water is stuck together, to squeeze that out is ilu adrabonim tikkul dosh, like you find with the bristles, the brushes or whatever, which have got accumulation of hair and things like that, that's there are hair, it's got the bristles there, which is a problem. Hu adin, it looks like the guf ha'odon, the hair of a person, is similar to that, it's a bit chiddush. Because pashas is there, in the case of the brush and everything, you want the water to come out. You're nichele with the water to come out. Here, a person doesn't want to use the water, he wants to go to waste. Now, I must say, it's a very big thing. The whole concept, that's what Ramosha is very busy with a few times, he uses this svara, that lechera, this is much more of a chiddush yet, that to squeeze out water in their hair is osa, is a person's not interested in the water at all. He mamish doesn't want it. It's like with the water in a brush, in a toothbrush, or water in a brush you're washing up. So you want the water to come out because you want to clean your plate. Here, it's, you're not interested at all. Okay, it's holich le'ibud, and the ma'aser we're machmir, but here, it's a bit of a chiddush. And also, the people ask a good kasha, also a very interesting kasha, is, I go too much into dosh, that if you've got a period latke, for example, which is saturated with oil, you're allowed to squeeze out. Because you're doing it for the toiva of the item. This is for the benefit of the guf ha'adam, which is also a mutter. The ma'aser, they don't allow it. It's not allowed to be done. You have to know what the difference is, but the ma'aser one doesn't, one is not allowed to rub one's hair. So the ma'aser, he brings it over here. Nitzrivu sarvaisav is a kain of Shabbos, also the soichta mea ma'am shabahem. You mustn't squeeze out the juice from them. That means what happens if it takes a towel, for example, you rub it very well, and in order to get the water out and everything, that lechera is problematic. That's what he says. She ain't schita zu, even if it's not awesome atzera, she ain't schita basam, because mokum rabbonon gozru or schita zu, rabbonon what goes on this schita. That's not allowed to do. Shine is now, what do you do? Someone's gone out, let's say, for example, either he's been to the mikveh, and he comes out, he's very, very wet. So that's clear also from this rule, very clear also, that the whole shadow we're talking about over here is only on the beard and the hair. That means even though a person's got other parts of hair on his body, the Moshe's got my Mokum Erevah, he's got on his goof himself, he's got other parts of hair. That's clear from the Mishnah Berurah there, that there's no iss on the rest of the body. It looks like there's not an abundance of hair in any other area where the water gets trapped to such a degree that it's called trapped. The water more or less runs off. So it's not called trapped. Anywhere else on the goof or Odom, it's not called trapped. So all we're clearing about is over here is, what do you call it, is the beard and the hair. Hu Adin, it's claw, that one's allowed to wash one's face on Shabbos, for example. Even though you've got eyebrows, and the mice, the water might get a bit stuck in the eyebrows, it's not called a problem. The only area that's an issue is the area of the hair on the head and the beard. And the pears, yeah. Well, that's all the hair of the head, all the hair of the head and the beard itself. Other area, all other areas, no problem. It's clear from Mishnah Berurah, he speaks about going through, what do you call it, through a water on Shabbos, the person's got soaked. So he's only got a problem with the hair on his head and his beard. He's not worried about the rest of the goof at all. He doesn't seem to be any problem at all with drying oneself. That's not an issue. The only issue we've got over here is the issue of the hair of the head and the beard. Besides, now what happens? So either someone's been to the mikvah on Shabbos, he comes out very, very wet, so he wants to know what to do, or he's been caught in a rainstorm. Or he's got a drink, he had a drink, and the drink spills into his beard. So what can you do? So here's an interesting thing. The chayra, so to squeeze it out, to rub it like this, to get the liquid out, the chayra is problematic, because that's what one's doing, is one's extracting the liquid which is inside there. That's the chayra problem. Maestro Moshe, very strong, I don't really understand what he's got. Ramosha does say that it's mutter, because I don't really understand his svara, so but Ramosha does say that stroking the beard, ilu, as far as I remember, is allowed. Here, in the Urchus Shabbos, he brings from Rav Shlomo Zalman, very interesting svara. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, someone takes a towel, and he puts it on his hair, and he doesn't rub it, but he just dabs it on, let's say, for example, yeah? He dabs it on, not with a force, so the liquid that comes out, comes straight out into the towel. So Shlomo Zalman says that's better than Hoylech Le'ibud. Even if you said, first of all, there's no Menabin here, right? So like we said, the whole problem over here is only a problem of Dosh. A problem of Dosh. Dosh, if you take, if someone takes a grape, for example, not a grape, grape's worse, but even if someone takes a grape, if someone takes the juice of a fruit, you squeeze it, and it goes Le'ibud, most Rishonim hold that there's no Issam in Ato anymore. So you're on to a drabon already. He says, Rosh Shlomo Zalman times over here, where it goes straight into the towel, it's even better than Hoylech Le'ibud. It's never come out at all. It's never had a chance to come out, and therefore there's no gezeira in that case over here. Interesting. The Ben Ishchai goes a bit further. He times it, so it's Losh Amoro. It's Kelacha Yad. Ben Ishchai writes, it's Matir, because it's Kelacha. First of all, it's Dosh Mirabon, like we said, it's Hoylech Le'ibud, and it's Kelacha Yad. It's not a normal way of extracting liquid, even though on this area it is. I mean, the normal way of getting rid of the liquid in your hair when you're beard is to rub it. But he says that if you look at the general malacha, that's not a normal way of extraction, so he says that's mutter. Generally speaking, the Erech HaShabbos says over here, I read out his Loshen, Yeshma'a Chalein Shekosu Shem Menagir Saroso Mikbas Ba'ovin Sheena Soch to Mechazok. You're not doing it strongly. Rak Ba'ovin Kal, you do it lightly. Ba'amana Yisim Asas Divloy Miyab Ba'mikbas, it goes straight into the towel. Harizer Mutter. So that's Rosh Shlomo Zalman says that case is Mutter. He brings, others hold that's also. Yesh Hanim Noyim Negamri Menigavasar, others hold that one should avoid this area completely, actually rubbing it, putting a towel onto it. So it's an interesting way. I think the Minig Olam is generally like this, that one dabs it on, but one has to be careful not to rub it with a force. That's much worse. To rub it with a force and you're getting out the liquid, which is mummy's inside trapped into the air, that's much worse than just dabbing it on. That one should be careful with. So I am still stuck with my moustache, Shaila. So the Maestro, they say someone's had a cup of coffee, for example, and he's got some liquid stuck in his moustache or his beard, and he wants to sip it. So there, you've got much more of a problem here, because there it's not Hoylech Le'ibud. It's going straight into you. What?
It's like the
shower
is not liquid.
Yeah, but the whole swab not liquid is only when you don't extract it, when the liquid doesn't come out. You can't see the liquid coming out. If you could feel the liquid coming out, you could see the liquid coming out, that's much worse. That's, I hear what you're saying, but that's much worse. When you can see the liquid coming out, that's much worse, Lechoyer. Yeah. So Lechoyer, what do you say? Rabbi Yisrael, Lechoyer, so it's an interesting question. So I was very stuck with this, actually. Someone showed me a Masa Shekel. The Masa Shekel says that it's covered a bria, someone's allowed to. I did ask someone before I came prepared, I asked a Rav this Shaila. He said to me, very interesting swara. He said it was mutter, no problem at all. I said, what's the swara? He said to me, interesting what he said. He said to me, it's like Shapiris. You remember in Hilchas Schita we had any pain which is not the derech to be soichet. So in the times of the Shulchan, in the times of the Gemara, I don't know what they were. I mean, now it's very hard to find. But someone takes, for example, a cucumber. No one normally squeezes the cucumber juice. So in the Shah Peiris, the third level of Peiris we had in Dosh, if someone squeezes out a Peiris which is not the derech to be soichet, it's not normal to be soichet such a thing, then there's no Issa at all. So he said to me, this in your moustache, it's not called the derech. About the person might do it, it gets it in them, it's not normal derech such a thing, and therefore it's completely mufka, interesting, from the parsha over here, and therefore there's no Issa whatsoever. What do you have to make a broch on this? I don't know. My pastor, if you had your coffee, you must have had a coffee already. I mean, otherwise, what are you doing in your beard still? It must be, you had already had a coffee. So hopefully, you made a broch a shakel already in your first cup of coffee, and now you've got a bit stuck in there. You do it. Also, don't do this in public, Rabbi. It's not very polite to do this, I must tell you. This halakhically might be allowed to be done, but it's not very polite. But it's a very interesting swirl, this. So the chur, that's okay to do. So someone gets some water on his beard and his moustache, the chur, the best thing to do is, if you want to be, the chur, the best thing to do on the beard or hair, is to dab it on with a towel softly, and say some are machmir on that as well. But generally speaking, I think minigah olam is to be like this. Yeah. Let me quick sikkum what we said, Rabbi. So what did we say? We spoke about over here the issa of what was the title again? The title was, what's the title? A seat in the hair, yeah. So we said the Meister, even though Minat Torah, there's no Issa Schita in your hair, but Midrabbonon is an Issa Schita. Midrabbonon, a person mustn't take an area of hair which has got an accumulation of liquids, and he mustn't squeeze it out. What? It's very simple, looks like it's a door. To many people, it looks like it's a nivla inside there. It looks very massive, being trapped inside. So it's a big zero. If you allow this, a person might even make a mistake with liquid that's trapped inside a cloth. You'll squeeze out. So Chazal asked it. So we're saying now, Lemaise, what the best thing to do is, someone's got it on his beard or his hair, the best thing to do is dab it off. And we say, Chidish, Lemaise, it's to suck it up. So someone's got his moustache and he wants to suck up the liquid. So Lechoyer, that is a good Hesser, that Lechoyer is ain't a dark of a kach, and therefore it becomes like level number 3 of players, where there's no Issa of Schiton. Okay, everybody, let's go.